just trying to change the world here, people.
Oh, really?
The Facebooking and the tweeting and the Instagramming, all that would not exist without our understanding of science.
So it's amazing how you do that as an insult.
You mean true for you is different from true for anybody else?
Yeah,
to
absolutely,
true
because I can't
think neither got to be true or not.
I can't, no. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to O'Reilly Radio Show 23 for Friday, September 12th, 2014. I'm your faithful host, Andy Cowan, and we have David, we have Don, and somewhere back there, and we've got Michael.
Hi.
Say hi.
Hello.
Say hi, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
Hello. We're going to forgive Anne for not talking. She informed us that.
She's a bit of a laryngitis, something or other like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Frog has her throat and has hopped away. And Michael, I believe you are dealing with a migraine issue, so we're not going to expect the super duper peppy, oh my god, would you please shut up for a second so we could all talk kind of ranting tonight, maybe.
I would say sorry, but that would be a lie, so I'm not gonna.
Well, never mind. Once we get to the healthcare abuses and privatized prisons, I want to see Mike go up like a firework. So.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in there. So there was a couple big headlines that we can discuss. One, there was a vote just yesterday about Citizens United being overturned. Our fair Senator Bernie Sanders was a big proponent of that, and then look, every single Republican voted against it. All of them. So we're not really shocked by this, but deeply saddened that, oh, look, big money still controls big politics.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I'm glad that there's, you know, a few people that can buy elections.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only
awesome.
A few people that can buy elections.
Yeah.
So much for.
There's about three. Well, there's a little more than 300 right now.
Well.
And if they really wanted to, they could pretty much buy the whole shebang.
Well, there's a couple really, you know, big active parties in that, and the Koch brothers are a number one in that field. It is what it is. It's funny, they spend more to buy the elections than they actually do in savings for the taxes that they're avoiding because of what they're doing.
It's not just taxes that they're avoiding. It's also like no bid contracts that they get handed. They get money. They're making money on this. Believe you me.
Oh, I believe you me. And what you just said there. Absolutely. It's okay. I use antiquated terms all the time. Also, a couple...
Indubitably.
Yes, indubitably, oh chap. Speaking of indubitably, Apple came out with the iPhone 6.
And
it's another iterative release. They have they've improved it ever so much. However, the big thing that they've done is they've made it bigger. And the number one thing that I can say about that is I've heard an awful lot of people saying, I don't want it bigger. And I'm amazed
by
this.
That's not what she said.
I know.
They made it bigger, and they made a bigger version of it.
Yeah. So it's bigger, and it's bigger. But they don't want that.
Is it bigger than the 5S?
They supersized it.
Yeah, the 6 and the 6 Plus.
The same... It's the same electronics in a bigger case. That's all it is.
No, the electronics are slightly improved. Again, it's an iterative release.
Until you make a leap like the difference between the Galaxy S3 and the Galaxy S4, or the Galaxy S4 and the Galaxy S5, which are significant changes, then no, you don't fucking count as an upgrade.
Well, even those are still iterative. Because with every iPhone release, they do put a new processor in. And that new processor does have new abilities, and it
is
arguably
faster.
They're not
adding a whole series of functions, you know, which you saw.
Well, the big thing that they're doing
releases.
The big thing that they're doing is, oh my god, NFC. And I think that's the big thing, because that's going to allow for real world payments, you know, at the checkout. This is something, of course, that Android has had for
quite some time.
6 years, actually, in various handsets.
Yeah.
So really, now that Apple's finally on board with this, I think we're actually going to really start seeing the complete loss of people carrying cash around. Of course, we said that before about, you know.
Well, we'll start seeing the loss of people carrying around credit cards, too, because you can use your phone.
Well, in a couple years. In a couple years, also, we're going to have to be carrying around new credit cards because of chip and PIN, which is what they've been doing in Europe for years.
Well, Canada's got chip cards, too.
Yeah.
Which I thought was funny. They're like, yeah, our cards are more secure than yours.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, when all the banks are, you know, losing passwords like crazy, and speaking of passwords like crazy.
It's nice to know
crazy,
that they're on the cutting edge of keeping us safe in other countries.
Yeah.
That's yeah. So also there was a few hacks that were released. Google apparently, there was some hackers that released something in the like 4 or 5 million different username and password range. A lot of those.
I heard about that. Apparently that's inflated.
Well, yeah, of course. But also a lot of those are older passwords. So they're not even current. So this is like somebody's list that they've been compiling over the years. So it would still behoove everyone that has a Google account to go through and change your password to something that you've never used before, something longer, something more complex. And
don't include your birthday, your social security number, your address.
Or your name.
Or your name.
Yeah, or even your family's name. Things like that. I mean, there's a lot of best practices involved. Like, all those security questions, answer them with something that's a lie. Never tell the truth, if you can avoid it, on those. Because then it's something that's verifiable.
Just know that you can remember the lie.
That is the problem. That is definitely the problem. And that's why I certainly advocate things like LastPass. I do this professionally, so LastPass is one of those things that has saved my bacon many times.
I like bacon.
I love bacon.
Everybody loves bacon.
Yeah.
I like made bacon. A pound of bacon Nobody. This week.
And of course, excellent. I breezed through the iPhone and did not talk about the Apple Watch. Not the iWatch, as what we all thought it was going to be, but Tim Cook is taking it in a new direction, and now it is the Apple Watch. Now, this isn't coming out for Christmas, so that's going to be kind of a big letdown. So, again, you're going to have companies like LG, Motorola, Samsung. They're all going to have like 3 or 4 different versions of their mobile platform, the wearables, out by Christmas just this year. So Apple's going to be lagging behind significantly. The biggest issue there is going to be whether or not these things work for a full day. That is the problem with all of these is battery
life. That is the problem on release day is it going to function for a full day. The other problem is justifying it.
Well, their price point is also over $100 more expensive than even the most expensive Android wearable.
Nope.
Exactly.
Of course it is, because...
Because it's the Apple tax.
Because of Apple.
It's the Apple tax, right?
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
You know, I've been watching smartwatches for a while, and they're interesting devices, but I can't justify one.
It's a toy.
They don't do anything that I can't already do with my phone, and they don't do anything better than I can do it with my phone. So I might as well just pull out my phone and use that when I need to.
Well, you have to have your phone in order to use these, because your phone has the big battery. Your phone has the Wi-Fi connection. Your phone has the cellular connection. So you have to have your phone, and really it is nothing but a companion device.
So yes, what the fuck is the point?
Well, the point.
Right. I've been looking for.
The point is
I was
quick.
Waiting, I was kind of interested because I thought Apple might actually be able to come out with a killer use for a watch. Something that we don't typically do with a watch. And I am sorely disappointed.
They don't have anything. And they're not even going with round. They're not even doing the round watch face thing either. At least Motorola went straight for that. Yeah. With the Moto 360.
The Motorola watch looks sharp. The Apple watch looks like the Dick Tracy watch.
And yet it doesn't have a camera.
It looks... Huh?
And yet it doesn't have a camera.
Yeah, it doesn't have a camera.
It also is missing...
Their gimmick is a rotating dial that is a button.
Which still kind of sucks. So basically they actually now have three different operating systems. They've got the one for, you know, they've got iOS for the phones and for the tablets. They've got the
OS
one.
X?
Yeah, OS X. Thank you. They've got that for the computers, laptops and desktops. Not that they have many desktops anymore. And then of course they've got this thing, which is just on its own, a different kind of interface. So now they're having to maintain three different platforms where we continuously thought that they were kind of merging all these things down into one, since iOS is actually still kind of a Unix code base, so it kind of was compatible. They have moved to 64-bit, at least on the phones and on the tablets now. So all the stuff is going to be 64-bit.
Solid state storage is small enough that, you know, they should be able to make it fit. Micro SD cards of 64 gigs will fit inside a watch.
It's not about storage at all.
Processor?
That's not even an issue. It is about battery life. Because if you put a full-featured OS from a desktop that is used to being plugged in into a laptop, you have problems. So even that has to get refined. And then you go further with that to something that is relying 100% on battery power all the time, and you still want it to last a full work day, you know, that 8 hour plus.
Yeah.
You know, from there, then that's another challenge. And then you put it to a wearable that you're not going to be wanting to take the damn thing off every 4 hours to charge it. It's completely useless. And these are primarily fitness driven. That's really where these come into play, because they're on you. They get to really monitor things like heart rate, you know, your step count, just how you move, like when you're sleeping, if you want to wear the thing while you're sleeping. If it doesn't last all day plus a cycle of sleep at night and then still work the next day, it's useless for that kind of application.
Well, for the watches, what I really want to see is integrated key charging. The induction
chargers. Yeah, Qi.
Yeah.
Qi
or QI.
Right?
Well, it's QI, but it's pronounced Qi.
It's Qi? I thought it was Qi. Regardless of the spelling. But anyway,
it's
that's neither here nor there.
But also,
you know what I'm talking about.
That is not a standard either. That is a agreed upon standard, kind of like 802.11n. It's a draft standard. It is not actually a standard.
But essentially, from what I understand, that the different companies making the wireless charging had gotten their standards close enough that you can charge different devices with different vendors. So.
And it doesn't work like that. It just doesn't.
No?
No. No. Even the Duracell power mats, they actually even have the little Qi logo on it. Those don't even work reliably with everything. So it's still hit and miss. You gotta kind of play with it a little bit. Also, we're not guaranteed that it has wireless charging in that final release version of it. The Moto 360, you know, that watch, that does.
Oh, that has wireless charging?
That has wireless charging.
That's what they really need for the watches, is something that you just set your watch down on this mat, and it will charge overnight.
Well, no, it actually comes on a stand, so it actually becomes a, like, night table clock. So it sits on, kind of different to this idea. Well, it just sits on the little rack, and then while it's charging, it also illuminates so that it's a little clock.
See, I would like the idea that you have a mat that goes under, let's say like a mouse pad. You use a mouse all day at a computer.
Right.
Why can't you have it as a mouse pad? That way it's charging while you're using your computer.
Well, the actual charge area that you can have the device in is fairly limited. So
yeah, it would then limit the styles of bands that you could wear as well. You know, because some of the bands are more like a clamshell clasp where they'll just go around kind of a cuff.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even spread out fully like a leather strap would. And even some of the leather straps that do buckle in the middle, even those don't always lay the whole thing flat. Depending on how they have that architecture.
It's got pretty tight tolerances for it has to be basically flat on the mat in order for it to function. There's a lot of kinks in there with the wireless charging that they still have to iron out. And I'm hopeful that someday it'll get there, but for now.
Yeah, Qi typically has like an RF range of about, and it's induction charging. So, you know, it's charging through a magnet interface. It has about 8 millimeters of range.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot, obviously. So you can't just lay it on a mat. No, it has to be laid very specifically on that mat. And a lot of phones even had special magnets in them that would then line them up on their Qi chargers so that it was right every time. And that was actually really fucking important. It just did not work otherwise. So that there's a lot to look at in this wearable space, and I'm not sure. I'm not thrilled about the Apple Watch. They did do a lot more design with it, and it looks like a very high end jewelry kind of thing, especially since they're offering one that's 24 karat gold.
Until you get to the face, and then to me, it screams of the Dick Tracy. Phone watch.
Well, for the Dick Tracy phone watch, that was the original Samsung Galaxy Gear.
Samsung Galaxy Gear.
Yeah, which
their new Galaxy Gear that's much thinner is actually pretty cool.
But it doesn't have the camera. That was only
on. It doesn't have the camera.
It doesn't have the camera. So it's.
But it's a much lighter form factor, and it does the fitness stuff. So if the fitness stuff is important to you,
well, they all kind of do the fitness stuff. It's interesting, though, that the Apple Watch doesn't have GPS, but it does have a barometer, so it can tell, you know, when you're changing elevation, like climbing stairs.
But it could also be, like, an additional weather app sort of thing.
But, really? When all the Google Watches, all the Android wearables, all of those pretty much have GPS in them, because it doesn't really take a whole lot. They're doing a very lightweight kind of GPS location.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be something to watch, but pun. Anyway, we will keep an eye on the watches and wearables of the future.
Yeah,
because I really do want.
Time piece keeps good time apparently, because Tim Cook spent some time talking about how accurate this watch would be, but that's not all I need a watch to do.
At this point, yeah, but
for that price point. It better do a lot more than tell me accurate.
I can go down and get a $25 Timex, and it'll run for 5 years, and I never have to worry about it. Also, the iWatch, I'm sorry, everyone's going to call it that anyway, the Apple Watch, they didn't say that it was water-resistant at all.
That's a problem.
They did not mention that at all.
Yeah.
Whereas,
that's important.
Whereas the Moto 360, that one... Yeah, that's like 30 feet for 30 minutes. That's
30 feet for 30 minutes, that's kind of standard.
That's pretty much the standard.
3 feet for 30 minutes is the basic military standard.
No, it's 3 yards for 30 minutes.
3 yards, yeah, so nine feet.
It's got to be at least 10 feet now.
It's 3 feet.
No, it's 10 feet.
3 feet, 10 feet, 3 feet, 10 feet.
Military electronics, it is 3 feet.
I'm telling you, it's 10 feet.
I'm guaranteed.
I'm sure that now, girls, you're both pretty.
There's, we're both pretty.
I'm sure that there's.
We only ever test up to 3 feet.
There are multiple levels of these standards.
Sure.
If it's going to be something that's worn, typically it's going to be the deeper standard. If it's going to be something that is just like splash resistant, then it's going to be 3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of levels, and then of course there's
really
it can go down 300 meters
necessarily, unless you're going to go swimming with your watch, which at that expense and with those electronics, no, I'm not going to take that thing under a pool.
No, nope.
That does not sound like a smart idea.
No.
So since we're talking about products, I'm going to jump to potpourri, and
potpourri,
and Burger King has developed something that.
Oh God! What is it?
It's interesting,
I can't even keep a straight face.
Burger King's new all black burger has black buns, black cheese, and a black sauce. Strangely, the only thing that's not black about it is the beef.
It does have black pepper in it, though.
It's got black pepper in the beef, and then if you get condiments on it, then it gets all kinds of colorful. Because, man, the tomato and the lettuce really stand out.
It's made smoking like a bamboo charcoal.
Yeah.
It
looks, the cheese looks like plastic. Well, I'm sorry, but you'll never really convince me that their cheese is not plastic.
Well, frankly, their cheese, the processed American cheese food product, which is American cheese and the
cheese
white
product.
The white cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, processed American cheese food product. And in no point there do they actually require cheese to be in it.
No.
It doesn't have to even be a dairy. It doesn't even have to be a dairy product at that point.
And now it is, it's black, like jet black, like
it looks
oil spill black.
It looks like a smoker's lungs. It looks like a smoker's lungs.
Yep.
Especially with the sauce.
But somehow shiny. It's like they polished the smoker's lungs. So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So.
There's a message for you.
That's a thing.
The sauce is flavored with squid ink. You gotta love squid ink.
Wow.
This is emerging out of Burger King Japan.
Of course it's emerging from Burger King Japan.
So it,
where else would it come from?
It may never actually make it here.
Probably won't. No. Because
I just don't know.
The few people that I've shown this to here in Florida were like, oh.
It's like, I ain't eating that.
No.
I'm not eating that. No way. No way.
Nope.
I would eat it. I would go ahead and eat that.
I would try it because you know what? Yeah. I tried eel. And
yeah, you know what? I got to try it.
Yeah.
There are a few things that look funkier than eel. This burger does not look funkier than eel.
And eel is really good.
It is amazing.
I haven't done the eel. And
you haven't tried eel?
No.
It looks like...
It looks fucking weird is what it looks like.
But it tastes good. Especially,
The taste and the texture is there's no equal. It is awesome. Mm-hmm. It is like, holy crap, this is an orgy in my mouth.
it's my favorite type of sushi type of fish.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
It's very sweet tasting.
That's a sauce that they put on it.
when you get some sushi and it has eel sauce on it, it's very sweet. The meat itself is excellent.
Yeah.
Just excellent.
Kind of like snake.
Snake is tasty.
I have never had snake. I'd love a snake. Someday.
Well, if you look at eel is a semi-relative of snake. I could be somewhat wrong with that, but they're very similar. So I could imagine that snake and eel probably have a similar texture.
It's okay. We're all related to pine trees too. I mean, it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. So, I think that's enough of the Burger King black burger until it arrives and we can taste it and then sure. Let's try it.
You know what happens when you eat enough black burgers.
Your shit's going to be black. Okay. I know that.
Buddha belly? I don't know.
That shit's got to go through. Well, okay. If you're going to talk about bellies, let's go to the next story in potpourri. And apparently, women prefer men with big bellies.
Well, you're all set then.
A new study says that women prefer men with big bellies. 3 out of 4 women say they'd rather have a man with love handles than a six-pack. Almost 100% of the women surveyed said men with beer bellies have better personalities than those with a good body. They also say guys in shape prioritize the gym over spending quality time with their significant others. It's a British survey.
Okay.
Carried out to mark the DVD release of the film Bad Neighbors.
How does that have anything to do with anything?
Because it pits Zac Efron against Seth Rogen. So we've got super six pack. Oh my God. How did you get that body?
Versus Buddha.
Seth Rogen, who looks like average Joe American or British, dude.
He's had his share of burgers.
Yes.
But if you've seen the picture on this article, though, it looks like he's lost a lot of those burgers.
He has not lost enough to look like that ever.
He's still got this. He's still got this right here. So
he's got
the jowls and the goozle. You know,
he's still good size.
Yeah,
you know, he's Seth Rogen. We know Seth Rogen.
Yeah. So there is hope for us all.
Yeah. It's not like you turned into Carl on the South Beach parasite diet.
Carl? So. No. Wrong
that
Carl.
Tells people.
Wrong Carl. Wrong Carl.
Wrong Carl, but yeah. Equally disturbing.
Oh, that should be a name of something. The Wrong Carl.
Wrong Carl. But just as disturbing.
The Wrong Carl.
Episode title, right there.
That might be, I may change it. I was thinking about a different one, but eh, we'll see.
We'll see.
Right, so we,
right next to the pictures of all these, the guys, the six packs, they're showing Toaster Strudels.
They know their art, they know their audience. They know it so well.
Toaster Strudel.
So,
big belly.
Strudel.
Did you know that apparently you don't actually need your cerebellum to live?
I know now, but only because I read the article.
It's, yeah. I was kind of under the impression that that being kind of a rudimentary part of your brain, kind of important.
It's important.
Kind of important. Yeah. And it is important. Let's not downplay the necessities and the complexities that the cerebellum actually is responsible for.
But if you did not have a cerebellum.
You can cerebellum.
Talk.
Yeah.
Eat. Do all the things.
There are things.
Maybe not as well.
There are things that, yeah, you're not going to, your fine motor skills are not going to be there. Your sense of balance is going to be kind of screwed up. The woman in particular that this was discovered in, she was 24. So she's already lived that long without any real knowledge that she was missing a chunk of her brain.
She was born without a cerebellum. She's never had one.
Never had
one of 9 confirmed cases in the history of medicine.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's cerebellar agenesis.
Agenesis.
So it's, it's not unprecedented. You know, people have lost parts of their brain. Obviously, you know, we've had some very interesting studies that have been possible because of brain injuries from traumatic events and things like that.
But what I find most interesting about reading this article is when they were examining this woman and after taking an MRI or whatever they did and realizing, hey, she's missing part of her brain, they put her through this whole battery of diagnostic tests and found out that her functioning is higher than someone who was born with one and then had injury.
Yeah.
So the plasticity of the brain has kind of adapted to it and allowed.
Which is really remarkable.
Yeah, so other parts.
Motor controls are somewhere else in her brain, and it's to the point where her symptoms were more in line with a mild to moderate impairment, not a complete absence.
Yeah.
Mild to moderate.
And she's
only mildly to moderately impaired by this.
Which
has a
really fascinating
neurologically typical daughter through pregnancy without complications. You know, so she's essentially a fully functioning person. Obviously, she's a fully functioning person. She's gotten married. She's had children. She's, you know, able to hold a job.
It took until age 24 for them to figure this out. Obviously, she's close enough.
Yeah. So she does walk with assistance, you know, because she doesn't have the greatest motor control and balance. She didn't walk until, what did they say, age 7? Or
She didn't talk until 6, I think.
Yeah, it was 6 and 7 was when she started walking and talking.
Yeah, so it obviously took a long time for the brain to adapt to, this was missing, now I've got to figure out how to do it with all this other stuff that I've got.
But the brain powered through.
Yeah,
yeah.
It works.
It adapted and overcame.
It did, yeah.
That's impressive.
So, good on you, brains. We need you.
Cheers to that.
Yes. It's just fascinating that even this would come up. It's like, what? You can't live without that. It does all these things.
This article is kind of the ultimate definition of what we do on this show. Somebody read this, said, "Oh, really?" And here we are talking about it.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for bringing that all around for us. So, since we're talking kind of about healthcare there,
we're going to the prison.
We're going to prison.
Prisons
in Arizona
have
been largely privatized, which means that the government does not actually operate them. We just pay for them to be operated.
That's a good idea.
Which is more efficient and provides better service, right?
wrong.
That's
right?
Another. That's a whole other show.
but the
maybe not
no.
in this case.
I've analyzed this kind of situation not with healthcare, but with that spin on it. But I've analyzed the private prison issue in one of my Topic Tuesday posts, and all those are archived out of the website. So go take a look at those. But what we've got here is just straight up medical abuse.
Yeah.
So let's see. One 55-year-old stroke victim told doctors he had developed multiple ulcers and sores from sitting in an unchanged adult diaper in a wheelchair. Medical staff, quote, treat him as if he's lying, end quote, about being unable to get from the wheelchair to a toilet, and then leave him sitting in his own urine and feces.
Yeah.
Basically, this kind of segues from our mental health episodes, too, because since we have not taken care of the mental health issues, by and large, for most of the populace in this country.
They go to jail.
A lot of them end up in jail because there's no other place for them. And they've done something terrible based on a mental abnormality that they need help for, but they have not been able to seek this assistance in any way.
And sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's just they're on the street because that's what happens to homeless, to mentally ill people. They end up on the street because they have no help. So they can't get a job, can't pay rent, end up on the street, get arrested, and they get arrested enough times and you go to jail because...
And then you stay there, yeah.
Because nobody actually fixes anything in our criminal justice system. They just beat you over the head and then send you back out in the world. And when you surprisingly haven't been rehabilitated, because the word rehabilitation means nothing in America, when you are a repeat offender, they just hit you harder.
Yeah. When you're a hammer, everything's a nail is basically the story.
And then they wonder why nothing ever gets better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this is all coming to light because of a class action lawsuit brought by the ACLU, and they had doctors and physicians visit the prisons and they reviewed medical records. The physicians described a dysfunctional healthcare system that withheld important medications, ignored serious warning signs, and denied inmates pleas for medical care. Many inmates became seriously ill, and even died of treatable diseases.
Lawsuits following the deaths of two inmates in Kentucky forced several of one of these companies that does the privatization, Corazon, forced several of their workers to resign, while an investigation in Idaho charged the company with, quote, inhumane treatment, end quote, of inmates. Corazon also was caught using a sham contractor to run its prisons in Philadelphia and lost contracts in Maine and Maryland after charges of negligence. So this is an institutionalized kind of process that they've got here.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I mean, they're making money incarcerating people. That's what privatized prison basically equates to.
Yeah.
Well, we have to remember, I mean, this story comes out of Idaho, red state, somewhere out in Arizona is one of them.
We've got Arizona,
red state,
Maine, Maryland, Pennsylvania. So, and Kentucky. Kentucky's a very red state.
Kentucky, red state. Yeah.
New Mexico, red state.
It's not a overwhelming majority, because there's privatization experiments
all over the place. It's been a long-standing trend for quite some time now.
But it's highly probable.
This whole march towards privatization of prisons was started by Reds. And, you know, because supposedly the free market is good for everybody. This is indicative of the whole problem with that philosophy. All they're out to do is make money, and they don't give a shit that these are real people. Yes, they're criminals. Criminals need to be dealt with. There are ways to do that don't torture them.
Well, here's one. A 73-year-old New Mexico woman recently sued, saying that she was put into solitary confinement for over a month because she complained that Corazon was denying her and other women medical care.
Oh.
So they just put her in solitary.
Because that's not cruel and inhumane to do to a person.
Yeah, because criminals aren't real people.
Yeah. She's complaining that she's complaining for other people and herself too. And she's 73. This is someone locking up their grandmother
for a month, leaving her by herself.
Yeah.
To save a buck.
And possibly not changing her adult undergarments if required during that time.
To save a buck.
Well,
this is what Republicans want America to be.
Well, they don't want prisoners to be human.
They don't want this. They just want money for themselves. And that's what this boils down to. When you follow the chain around the it's just one big damn circle of we give money to this private corporation to incarcerate people. They give money to me for my reelection campaign. I write laws that puts more people in prison. Therefore, we need more prisons. So
and
we give
in the meantime,
and
people
round and go
and downward
and in
spiral.
The meantime, people are not people anymore. People are numbers. They treat they treat everyone who isn't them as if they do not matter.
Yeah.
We're not people to them. We're cattle to be herded in whatever direction will make them the most money.
Prisoner 86, get back in your cellar. You'll get the hose again.
Damn it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's that. So that's kind of inhumane. Not really a human kind of treatment of people. But, you know, it kind of extends past that. I think we have some real cultural problems here. Because a young woman used Photoshop to fake a 5-week vacation to Asia, fooling her friends and family.
Oh, my God.
Her friends and her family.
Yeah.
Why?
The people close to her. Well, she did it for a university project.
It was a social experiment.
It's a social experiment.
Okay.
And
I'd rather do the social experiment where I go to Asia for 5 weeks.
Right?
Right?
That's what I'd do.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Quote, I did this to show people.
Photoshop it.
Yeah, she Photoshopped things. She did all sorts of stuff.
The lengths she went through, she even redecorated her apartment to make it look like a hotel room for when she Skyped her parents.
That's
impressive.
That shows some dedication. I'll give her that.
It is dedication. You know, but it's, you know, she's one woman living alone, working alone.
25 years
and
old.
Living in a town where people knew her. She was able to live a solitary kind of life for 5 straight weeks and fool her close friends and family that she was not there. She was able to put up that kind of facade. It was that good. They didn't know.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Quote, I did this to show people that we filter and manipulate what we show on social media. We create an ideal world online which reality can no longer meet.
We were doing that before social media existed.
It's an awareness thing.
Shit.
It's an awareness thing.
We've done that since the internet existed. And that was, you know,
it's
human nature.
Some people dump buckets of ice over their head for awareness. Others fool their friends and family for 5 weeks.
5 weeks. Yeah. Well, you know.
But
when the internet was still young, and the only thing to do was go on chat rooms, I knew then that you could be anything you wanted to fucking be.
But my problem with this is that she's treating it like this big revelation. No, it's not. We all know what the world is like.
Oh.
We all know that there are people who will go to any lengths to deceive anyone they meet.
Well,
but
it's not a revelation.
To play the devil's advocate, there are plenty of people who don't know that.
Yeah.
Well, and those are the people that natural selection takes care of. I'm sorry. But if you are not wise enough to see that that Nigerian prince emailing you is a scam, well, then you kind of deserve what you're going to get.
Well, the reason they do
I have
it
friends.
Is because it works.
I have friends. They did it. They fell for it. And I was like, why did you do that?
And there are people out there that they just trusting. Usually it's the people that they prey on the most are the elderly who are lonely. And they get this email and they get suckered in, and
they've been in the world the longest. They should know better.
Well, the problem is that their mental faculties are starting to fail, at that point, and they don't understand that this is not actually a Nigerian prince that they're talking to.
Remember, common sense is a superpower.
And they literally give away their retirements to these people. And these people are horrible fucking people for taking someone's retirement, but they do, and it's just a sad thing.
Well, we are in a world where common sense is a superpower.
It is a superpower.
And we must never underestimate the stupidity of large groups of people.
Yes, because none of us is as dumb as all of us.
And that's right.
I think it was George Carlin put it best. It's like, think of how stupid the average person is. Now think that 50% of the people are dumber than that.
Yeah. Oh, so, fuck you, statistics. Fuck you. And speaking of statistics, so in Florida, a state panel has decided to back gun silencers for hunting. I'm not sure how I feel about this, because honestly, if people are shooting guns for recreational purposes, I want to hear them so that I know what's going on.
I'm on kind of both sides of the fence with this. Suppressors don't really silence.
They don't. You can still hear
that. They reduce the report to a point where you can fire a weapon without hearing protection safely. But it's not. There are weapons that are damn near silent.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission on Wednesday advanced a proposal that would remove a ban on silencers for rifles and pistols when hunting deer, gray squirrels, rabbits, wild turkeys, quail, and crows.
We know damn well they're going to hunt more than that with it.
I was unaware that there was a crow hunting period.
Huh.
I was unaware of that as well, but...
Who hunts crow?
I don't know. Can you even eat those?
No one eats enough crow, man. No one.
I don't know.
I think I have to eat the crow for even asking that question.
Experiment time.
Or 20 blackbirds baked in a pie.
Yeah, but that's Well, that's old school. That's old school. I don't know. Let's see. Down at the end here, it says estimated rifle suppressor costs between $750 and $2,000, while individuals also have to pay a $200 fee for a federal criminal background check.
You get a special tax stamp for that. And there
So for the privilege of being able to hunt in relative peace and quiet, apparently there's maybe up to, let's say, $3,000, depending on all the things you have to go through to do so.
Yeah. Why? On the bright side,
there's a price.
When you're walking through the woods and you hear someone firing off a gun, it is kind of alarming. The way suppressors work is they reduce the volume, but they also change the pitch to one that does not travel as far.
Yeah.
So past a certain distance out, you're not going to hear the bang. You might still hear the crack because of the sonic boom, because most people aren't going to fork out the cash for subsonic ammunition. And
especially in a hunting situation, it's also just not as effective.
In a
hunting situation, it's not as effective, but the rounds that work best are going to still be effective, probably at the ranges that you would use them.
That's true. That's true.
Because 5.56 does not do subsonic very well. 7.62 is a much better round for subsonic rounds in general.
If I want to go really paranoid here, okay? If I'm out in the woods camping and I hear that movie sound of a muffled shot, I am going to freak the fuck out. Because that only means sniper to me. That means I'm hunting people. That is what that means to me. It does not mean that I'm hunting a deer or a crow.
That's why you change up the route you drive to work every day, so the snipers can't get you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I've seen some impressive videos, mainly with It was a 22 caliber pistol I was looking at. I don't know how much the thing cost, but it was a neat little pistol that they had there. And
most suppressors, the average cost of the suppressor is in between $450 to $1,000, depending on the gun.
Well, this wasn't a suppressor. This was an integrally suppressed weapon. So the suppressor was built into the barrel of the weapon. You could not unsuppress this weapon.
Oh, geez. That just makes it more expensive. That makes the whole damn thing more expensive.
3 to 4K range for a 22 pistol.
Because
that's just my best educated guess
and,
on this thing.
Okay. Wait.
All you heard was the bullet.
Hard stop. Why would you own that at all?
It's marketed mostly to special forces, special operations.
And there you have it. Who are they hunting? People.
They are hunting. Well,
this bill is removing a limitation on something that allows for hunting people.
I have a funny story.
Okay. I can use a funny story right about now.
It'll be funny for some people.
You have a funny people hunting story?
No, this is not a funny people hunting story. This is when the Navy SEALs first got suppressors for their pistols. Okay. They called them hush puppies.
That's funny. Yeah, I can see that because that's what they did with them.
Is they were in Vietnam, and they'd be sneaking up on a village with baddies in it, and the dogs would go apeshit.
Yeah.
So they'd screw the sucker under their 45 and hush the puppies.
Yeah. But
damn,
again,
so that'd be that gallows humor.
But again, the reason you're doing that is so that it does not alert the people with the other guns.
Right.
In the end, you are hunting people.
You are still hunting people.
And what better hunt is there?
Honestly, if I am hunting,
the devil's advocate here.
It's the only hunt I would ever be on.
On a weapon to reduce the report and reduce the range that it can be heard from is basically that you might be hunting in woods that are near a community and you don't want to alarm people. But also,
I thought any place you can leave, why are you hunting that close to a community?
Hang on, don't talk over each other.
I'm pretty fucking sure that there is a minimum distance of any legal hunting range from any residential area. So if you are that close, you are breaking the law anyway.
There are a lot of state parks that allow hunting, and they also have camping. So it's possible to be near a whole bunch of campers and hunting wild turkey, wild boar.
Well, what deer,
which are the size of small dogs, but they're deer.
Patricia Brigham, chair of the League of Women Voters Gun Safety Committee, cautioned that a proliferation of silencers would reduce public safety. That's kind of what I'm saying. They're going to be, quote, they're going to be used in such a way that they're not intended to be used, which is to harm other human beings. There are more important things than protecting the hearing of a hunter, than encouraging a young person to hunt. The more important thing is the errant bullet catching the sleeve of a nearby hiker, penetrating the skin of a nearby hiker, penetrating the heart of a nearby hiker.
Yeah.
So.
You can't argue with that. Well, I mean, you can.
Obviously you can.
You can, but it makes you an asshole.
Yes. That is correct. And I think that we don't need to go into this anymore. So let's talk about other assholes.
Oh boy.
Which assholes are we talking about?
ISIS.
Those guys.
They are some assholes.
We're going to go straight for them because actually this is the last story of the day. So as you might have noticed, we have a naming problem here. Are they ISIS? Are they Islamic State? Are they ISIL? Well, it depends on who you ask. If you ask them...
Well, now I know what ISIL actually stands for. It's easier for me to remember that.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's see here. Let's parse this out. ISIS... let's see.
Islamic State of Iraq and Syria.
Or is it in Iraq and Syria? Or I can't...
Okay.
I just, you know, it's Islamic State, Iraq, and Syria. That's how I remember that, is ISIS. ISIL is the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant.
Levant, yeah. Which, Levant, which...
The Levant covers a large area.
Levant is a region in the eastern Mediterranean that covers Syria, Lebanon, Israel, and Jordan. So, not even Iraq. So, they're just taking over the whole area, or at least that's what they're attempting.
That's their goal.
Islamic State militants want the region to control, region of control to stretch beyond Iraq. So,
of course,
I've heard one of the interesting opinion commentaries that I heard recently, and mm-hmm. Andy, you linked this to me actually, was, you know, if ISIL was really that big a deal, mm-hmm. Israel would do something about them.
Yeah. Which they still may.
They still might.
They still may.
Yet, though.
But they're not yet. They're not. They haven't hit. They've done some stuff, for sure.
Well, yeah, they're currently
really hit the big leagues.
But until you've got Mossad guys coming after you, you're not big leagues.
Well, they're currently dealing with all the other issues. They're dealing with all the other issues with you know, the Strip, the Gaza Strip.
They're focused on the Gaza Strip right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a whole other ball of wax that I think we're going to be hitting pretty soon, aren't we?
That would be episode 25. You will just be coming off of your cruise at that point.
I'll try to bring some material to study on that.
That'd be lovely. Yeah, some light reading.
I'm not sure how light that reading is.
It is not light.
How did this clusterfuckery come to be?
Yeah, well, all I really want to concentrate on is, with that episode, is why is there an Israel? Why is this place here, and why is it important?
The short version is Eastern meddling, or Western meddling.
Version is World War II.
Yeah.
That's the super version.
No, the super short version is Abrahamic religion. That is the super, super, super short one.
Okay.
You know, because that's the only reason they want it in the first place. The only reason that little stretch of land is important is because of that.
Otherwise, now, I know
three major religions.
I got to qualify something here because I said
carry on
ISIS, and I said that they're not really that big of a deal. Kind of playing them down, and I understand. You know, somebody out there might be listening and go, but they took over large sections of Iraq.
Yeah, because large sections of Iraq are basically in anarchy.
Yeah. Well, no. Large sections of Iraq.
I think you're
even
both right.
Put up a fucking fight. They gave up several cities without firing a shot.
Yeah.
Like, there literally was no resistance to these guys rolling into town. That's what people are missing out of that story. This is a group of 10,000 guys who went up against a force of over 100,000 people that we trained and equipped. We trained and equipped these guys. They had good weapons. They had training. And they fucking laid down and rolled over.
You know why? Because they're not loyal to us or democracy or any of the shit that we think is important. No, they're loyal to their religion.
They're not even loyal to their own home. This is their country. They didn't even bother to break a sweat to defend it. Did not care. Do not want.
Yeah, they. It's almost like they couldn't be bothered.
No.
Well, it could just be that it's not worth their life. Because it doesn't matter. They've had probably so many regime changes that they don't want to go out and fight for something that they don't even know what it is anymore.
Lives anyway, because ISIL and ISIS came through. We surrender. Here's our weapons. Good. You're executed. The first time that happened, everybody after that should have gotten wind.
Yeah.
And said,
well, they're far away.
That noise.
They're far away, and we don't really want to pay that much attention to them. But now we still have this naming problem, and it's all the same organization, obviously. So why are we calling it ISIS? Why are we calling it ISIL? And why are they now wanting to be called the Islamic State when they don't actually have an individual country or any sort of nationally recognized board of governance in any.
Because they're trying to become a country with an internationally recognized board of governance.
Right. So basically, this is branding. And it's poorly done branding. But they are truly calling themselves ISIL. Islamic State in Levant.
They are following their Islamic caliphate to expand a true Islamic state through that region. That is their goal.
Now, obviously this...
I don't think that they will really succeed.
They could, as long as they make certain allowances.
They better make real good friends with Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Pretty sure they've already made the friends with Saudi Arabia, but obviously that's conjecture.
Pretty sure they're being backed by Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, well, Iran might have a problem with that.
Well, once Iran gets involved, then Israel is going to be all up about it.
Yeah.
So they probably want Iran actually to stay out of it as long as possible. Like, no,
if
just
Iran gets involved, the interesting thing is, would Iran be against ISIL?
I believe they would, because they want more autonomy.
So if Iran's against us, ISIL...
Well, then we can also ask about...
Basically sit back and say, you guys fuck around over there.
Yeah, there's definitely a large deal of that. But what they've been doing is they've been pulling our puppet strings, making us jump to their tune when they say jump. By beheading our people, our civilians, and then specifically saying, I'm back Obama.
Well, see, the best part about this is we have Fox News on the TV at work all the time, and I can't fucking stand it, but we do. And every time I see a report on this on the TV, it's Republican politicians criticizing Obama for saying, we're not going to get involved. These people went over there. Yes, it's tragic what happened to them, but they knew the risks of the region they were going into. And we're not getting involved again because it's not our fucking business. That is exactly what we need to be doing. But it's Republicans who are trying to rabble rouse and trying to raise money for another war that we can't afford to go out and do whatever it is that they do that thinks is important.
Yeah, and they're really trying hard to sell that
story.
They're
really cranking the propaganda machine on this one.
Well, if we want
to
turn up,
like they're, you know, it was in the Washington, New York. Washington Post, I forget which, but it was on the Colbert Report talking about how the real emphasis of Obama's speech should have been that Dick Cheney was right. And I had to guffaw a little bit. And then I heard, you know, some rumblings about, Bush was just – he just called it, man. He told us exactly what would happen. I saw the part of the speech where they said, you know
– this is posturing for 2016.
What's that?
This is posturing for the 2016 presidential election.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. This is posturing for the 2016 election. But, you know, I'm going to qualify this with a lie of omission is still a fucking lie. And when somebody lies to you, you should not trust them. So they played Bush's speech from 2007 talking about if we pull out of Iraq before our military commanders say that we're ready to, then all this shit's going to go wrong and we'll – have to go back and we'll end up facing an enemy who may be more dangerous than the one that we're leaving behind. The part that they did not play of that very same speech, as it goes on past this point, is, by the way, guys, I signed a treaty with Iraq and we're going to pull all of our troops out by X date.
Yeah.
Because
they want you to believe that it's Obama's fault we're leaving. Not their poster boy.
Their poster boy signed a treaty with Iraq that we would pull all of our military troops out. And in point of fact, we did not pull them out by that date. We actually went past that date a little while before we pulled our troops out. But we still withheld, you know, we gave our word, signed in paper. Obama pushed it out probably as far as he could and said, okay you guys have a country now?
Here's an article that was released at 4:34 p.m. today, indicating that White House spokesman Josh Earnest, quote, this president, as is expected of American presidents, is stepping up to lead an international coalition to confront that threat and to deny ISIL a safe haven. And ultimately, this international coalition will be responsible for degrading and destroying ISIL. So I think that you can conclude from this is the United States is at war with ISIL in the same way that we are at war with Al-Qaeda and its Al-Qaeda affiliates all around the globe. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby, quote, "This is not the Iraq War of 2002, but make no mistake, we are at war with ISIL in the same way we are at war and continue to be at war with Al-Qaeda and its affiliates."
Yes, and this is a guerrilla war. You do not fight a guerrilla war with large-scale ground troops.
But see, that's what the Republicans want, is they want our boots on the ground in the thousands. What's that going to fucking accomplish?
It will continue to pay Halliburton lots and lots of money.
It'll really break the credit of this country.
It will.
That's what it will accomplish.
It will make America look like idiots and incompetent ones at that, because we're going to get dozens of hundreds of our people killed.
To quote the podcast that I was listening to, thank you, Andy, again for that. Knowing that your enemy wants you to do something is enough reason not to
do the exact opposite.
Right. To not do it. Yes.
And by calling out President Obama on YouTube specifically, yeah, and then beheading one of our citizens is making him do something.
They want us out there. They want us there. And that's reason enough not to fucking go.
Yeah. And we have no evidence. I mean, here's the conspiracy theorist thing again. We have no evidence that the guy that has been doing this beheading is a terrorist threat.
No evidence confirmed that he's part of ISIL.
Yep.
No.
Because, I mean, they're led by the invisible sheik who nobody's seen.
Yeah.
He hasn't put forth any kind of statement.
Exactly. So we have a history, a long, sordid history of installing shadow governments and pulling puppet strings. Perhaps we're pulling our own strings for another kind of event, like a presidential election that needs a Republican warmonger in power. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's pure tin foil hattery.
It's pure tinfoil hattery, but it's also based on
It's also believable.
And a lot of history going back almost 50 years of supporting rebel forces with a lot of funding, who then go in and topple a regime that we decide we don't like, and replacing it with one that turns
it's
out
even
sometimes
more unfriendly.
sometimes they're friendly to us. And this was apparently what occurred in Ukraine prior to Russia going in there. And the reason why Russia went in there is because that their democratically elected government was toppled by what is purported to be U.S.-backed separatists. And then those separatists got their asses handed to them by the Russian military, who went in afterwards and said, okay, well, we want our Russian-friendly Ukrainian government back, so do something about this.
And now America wants, and now the Republicans want us to go to war with Russia, because apparently they still have a hard on for Tom Clancy novels. Just saying.
Tom Clancy writes some cool shit.
Oh, it's all about the Cardinal and the Kremlin, isn't it? Yeah.
It's hard to not have a hard on for Tom Clancy novels. Don't lie.
I have another example for this whole thing. I have another example that history repeats itself one way or the other.
Oh yeah.
There's another big war that the rebel guerrilla fighters were going up against large ground troops and won. And that's our history. United States history was that, the war for independence a long time ago?
Yeah, yes. But the problem with citing the example of, you know, 1776, mm-hmm. you know, and the war for independence and all that, the problem with that is they had muskets.
Yeah.
It was also a completely different political situation.
Yeah.
The American Revolution was a footnote in a huge war between Britain and France.
Yeah, truly.
It really was.
But we can't ignore.
Different countries supporting the different sides. I mean, it's.
Sure,
it's
yeah.
Here's one.
There are parallels that can be drawn.
Here's one that showed up on my Facebook feed yesterday, because there's, you know, yesterday, September 11th. As a day that I know people in this room aren't going to forget. But here's a date that you might not know. September 11, 1973, Chile. So on September 11, 1973, U.S.-backed General Pinochet overthrew the democratically elected leader of Chile, Salvador Allende. Pinochet ordered an airstrike on the presidential palace. Labor activists and famous folk guitarists were rounded up for torture, disappeared, and killed. Pinochet converted the National Football Stadium into a detention facility like Guantanamo Bay, and their economy went to the shitter. Over 40,000 Chileans became victim of Pinochet's terror. In response, the Nixon administration committed more money, more training, and more torture equipment. The thing went on to say, the world didn't begin on September 11, 2001. Rather, for the first time in modern history, Americans were visited by the same violence the U.S. has imposed since its creation in Chile.
It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah. I have a small child with me, so I need to try and lay her back down. This is Ella. She's making her broadcast debut.
Welcome to the internet.
She does not want to say hi. She wants to go back to bed. So, guys, go ahead and run some picks, and I'll be right back.
All right. Anybody besides me have any picks?
Not today, man. I'm on painkillers.
Oh, mysterious person with Mike who's eating his brain.
She's eating my brains. That is my lovely wife.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a pick. I'll talk about my pick if you guys want to pick something.
talk about your pick. Go.
My pick is it's a little knife. It's a very little knife. It is a sharp as fuck little knife. This is the, it's the Alan Foltz Minimalist from Cricut, CRKT, and it's just over $20. It was close enough to $20 to fit my $20 rule. If it's $20 or less, try it out. See if you like it.
It's a good rule.
Yeah, I like this rule. It's got me some neat things. It is a nice little knife. I'm going to say, it's intended essentially to be worn around the neck. It's a necker. It comes with a lanyard that goes around your neck with a quick disconnect on the back. So it's pretty easy to don and doff. And it also came with a belt clip, which I have chosen instead of the necker because I don't wear basically any jewelry and I can't stand to have shit hanging off my neck. But it's, you know, it's a neat little knife. It's got really deep finger choils and it's got good, what is it? I forgot the word. It's got a good texture for the thumb. It gives you a lot of control. It fits in your fingers, not in your palm. So it's real easy to control this knife and also put a lot of pressure on something if you need to, which you probably wouldn't need to with this knife. It is sharp. It is really, really sharp. And that was out of the box. I did not sharpen this thing before I tried it on some plastic packaging, cardboard packaging, et cetera. And it was impressive. So I'm very happy with this purchase for about $22.
All right.
Life is good. If you like little knives, you're looking for a good necker, give it a shot.
Looks like something that would be Dexter approved.
Dexter might dismember his people with this. You know? It's probably sharp enough for that. Maybe not deep enough, though.
Ooh, that is something else. It really is. Okay, so I'm back. I do have a pick, and that would be the podcast that I had shared with David, and that is Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. Actually, no, that wasn't his Hardcore History. I think I've already done that one.
Common Sense.
Dan Carlin's Common Sense, and that's just him going on about current events and politics, the way things are. And he really hits some really fine points. He, as near as I can tell, he doesn't actually lean one way or the other politically. It's pretty straight down the middle, which pisses off both sides. So he's got something for everybody. I highly recommend it, and I'll leave a link and a shout out to him on our notes.
If you are hardcore for one side or the other, it'll probably piss you off. But yep. If you are straight down the middle like me, you will go, holy crap.
Yeah, yeah.
I
very much realized it's like, if I believe that, I would be pissed off here. If I believe that, I would be pissed off here. I must be a centerist.
Yeah.
So
I spent most of the portions listening to that podcast going, holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely went all out. So Dan Carlin's Common Sense. out at dancarlin.com, I believe. So, Don, Mike,
I got something.
You got beer?
I do. Well, I've got two things. First of all, I don't know how big Fresh Market is. I know it is a thing. I don't know how widespread it is, but it is a thing with delicious food. And the first thing that I found there, they have these dark chocolate snow caps.
Oh.
And they're amazing.
Now, are those snow caps or are those nonpareils?
Okay. There it is. That French word that I can't pronounce. So I guess it is a nonpareil, whatever the hell that is. But they're delicious. They look like snow caps.
Yeah. You know. They're just giant snow caps, really.
They're dark chocolate deliciousness.
First Americans, that's what they are.
The dark chocolate coated espresso beans are also really good. But the other thing I got while I was there, because they have a fairly excellent beer selection. This is from Founders Brewing Company. And it is their curmudgeon beer. It is brewed with molasses and it's oak aged barrels.
Oh,
it is amazing.
Now we're talking.
This is a delicious beer.
Molasses should be pretty high in sugar content.
It was so good though.
Yeah, it's got all that flavor though.
How strong? What's the alcohol percentage?
Let me see if I can find it here. It is 9.8% by volume.
I figured it'd be up there.
It hit like a truck.
It meets what I need.
It's very, very tasty.
Excellent.
Strongly recommend.
Excellent. All right. So, yeah, go ahead and put that in the chat or in the show notes there, you know, those are important. we can't miss out on those. We have to share those.
We can't forget good beer.
No. Definitely have to have like a beer pick section or something. You know, the booze hounds have returned, that kind of thing.
Booze.
So, all right. So, Don, you got anything? Anything that we ought to go take a look-see at?
I don't know.
Any non-VOC paint or anything?
I bought a Trinidadian 12-year-old rum that was pretty nice. I'd have to get the name off the bottle, though.
That was tasty, yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah, another tasty beverage. I can't think of anything else right now other than I don't want to be doing flooring, but I have to do flooring, so laminate flooring's good.
It can be good.
Can be good.
If I can do it, yeah.
Yeah. So now you're laminate flooring. Now you're not talking linoleum, you're talking like what, the click together wood laminate?
Click fit wood, yeah.
Okay.
Quick fake one.
Did you get the stuff that has enough wood grain veneer on it to actually maybe sand down once or refinish once or no?
That's expensive.
It is. Yeah, that's true. It is. Yeah.
No, I have a lot bigger house than I used to, and that's really expensive. And I'm doing it all myself to save money. I will be doing it myself. First, we're tearing out, and that's the hard part.
Yeah, I think the cheapest stuff is like what, $2.25 a square foot.
For the one with real wood on it, yes.
No, the one with the real wood's like $5.
I actually think I ordered today a decent laminate from Lumber Liquidators for like $1.09 a square foot.
All right.
But Lumber Liquidators. Where they get you. They get you on all the small stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because of course you have to have, you know, some underlayment for that flooring is a bitch. Yeah, you got to do all the transitions, you got to do the bolos, you got to do the blah, blah, blah.
Stairs are
very bad. Stairs are bad. Okay. Yeah.
I just want to turn it into a rant.
Stairs bad. Beer good.
I will buy plenty of beer if people come over and help me floor.
Beer good.
This is a tradition as old as time. Come over and help me do housework. I'll pay you in beer.
Pizza and beer.
That is as old as time. Yeah.
That could be a pick. The place nearby my house called Subshack is really good. It's a little mom and pop place. So if you're ever over here, we'll probably be getting pizza and subs.
All right then.
Subshack.
Yeah.
Sub Shack.
That's Sub where Shack. It's at the Sub Shack. It's a little place where we can go get sandwiches together.
I guess. Yeah. I'm on Burgundy.
Wow.
You are Sub Shack. That's where.
So not B-52s.
No. I'm sorry.
That's not it.
Maybe I should have done it to Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster.
That's harder, Sub though. It's much faster. I don't think, no, that wouldn't have worked out either. And on that, actually we have, we've got Spiv out in the chat room. It says, hooray for bamboo floating hardwood floors. As long as the foundation is dry, you just have to lock it together.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
that's the way I wanted to go. I wanted to go bamboo or maple, and we went maple. So. I like the bamboo, though.
Both solid choices.
Yeah. I like bamboo simply because bamboo is really like a weed, and it's very, it's very environmentally friendly.
It's the green flooring you can get.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well, that and cork. Cork is really good, too, because all it is. All it is with any cork, all you're doing is taking the bark off the cork tree, and it just grows back.
Mm-hmm. It just grows back.
Yeah. So it's very sustainable as well.
Yeah.
So. Yes, I do a lot of home improvement and stuff. So occasionally you're going to get IT stuff, you're going to get total geek stuff, and you're going to get your random home improvement tip. So there you go. The show has something for everyone. Enjoy, please.
Enjoy.
Like, come see us out on the website, orreallyradio.com. Which, if you're already seeing this, you probably have already gone out there. But you know, you never know. You never know. We're also out on Stitcher. We're out on Spreaker. And, of course, you can find us out in the iTunes land where no one has given us any ratings, so we can't move up in any polls, which is kind of difficult. So I know that there's, like, 40-ish people out there that are consistently downloading. I don't even know that you're listening, but you're downloading.
We love you.
We know you're out there.
And I know, I see that, so.
We want you to help us.
Come, participate. If you go out to our webpage, again, orreallyradio.com, you'll see a little find us thing, a little header up at the top of the page. Reddit, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Tumblr, YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Podfeet, and Player FM. I am everywhere that you want to be. So
you cannot escape.
That's right.
Dude,
he's everywhere. He's everywhere you want to be. He's in places you don't want to go.
do not attempt.
Maybe. I don't know.
Us.
Yeah.
Abandon all hope, ye who enter here.
All over the place.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, of course, now that kind of segues into, I've got this really annoying dryer over there that made that sound, but it's doing important things, so I'm going to let it go. The outro that we've had is kind of a little long. I've had some complaints, or at least niggling details like, that sucks, change it, or something. So I'm gonna work on that. So if you have any suggestions, if you'd like to even do one and send it in, you can send me a link to it, or just send me somehow the file, and that would be orreallyradiopodcast@gmail.com. And you can also leave us a voicemail and just read it off yourself, and I'll play it. Give us a call at 470-222-6759, and you know what? I'll play it. I will. I might not even listen to it, because we do have the explicit tag for a reason, so that we can curse and do whatever the hell we want. So I'll just play it. It's like, there it is.
Don't test him.
There it is. It's random. I'll just play that shit. Done.
Probably the only request is don't send us copyrighted material.
If you send us copyrighted material, I may have to clip it out of the show. But if you're watching live, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
So there you go. And of course, you can watch us live, because we stream this hangout out on YouTube. And you can definitely always find that link right there on the show page a few minutes before we broadcast live at Fridays at roughly 9:30.
And see us in all of our unscripted glory.
Yes, because it is all unscripted glory. So you can also yell at us in the IRC. Yes, that actually still exists. Internet relay chat is still a thing, and you can hit us up. Again, we've got it right there on our homepage. You got the video, You got the IRC right there. You can yell at us, do whatever you want. Please come participate. We'd like to make this show your show as well, because it makes it more interesting for us.
For the generation that doesn't know what IRC is, that's Internet Relay Chat. And that's what existed before AOL Instant Messenger, which existed before texting.
Which existed before Facebook and all that nonsense.
Exactly. All the things. So, and it's still there because it works really well for what it is. So, that's it. That's all I got for you. Anybody else have anything they want to plug?
No, I think we plugged it all.
Like a little Dutch boy with his fingers in the dike. There you go.
Phrasing.
Boom. And with that, folks, I'm not going to play the outro, but the broadcast, well, this ends our broadcast day.
Cheers, mates.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Tomorrow.